So my studio guest is Adrian Vincent, the church warden from the All Saints Church in Woodham. Morning, Adrian. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, really nice to see you. And we were having a bit of a chat, and I always like to find out when people come to see us, you know, what sort of music you like. And we were talking about Dolly Parton. And you've been to Dollywood.
I have, yes. We were Wow. We were on holiday in America, and we took the opportunity to drive several hours to Dollywood. Had a wonderful day there, looking around her theme park, listening to Randy Parton, who played a concert afterwards. So, yeah, I'm a small Dolly Parton fan. Okay. Yeah.
It's one of those things, I suppose, you've got to do if you're in the area, you know, being a Dolly Parton fan. So what was it like at Dollywood?
Well, they had a recreation of her Tennessee Mountain home, which she was born in a very poor sort of, you know, almost shack in the woods. So they recreated that to show where her origins were. They had local country music players playing around the park, and then it's a usual theme park with all your rides and that sort of thing as well.
Did you go on all the rides?
I went on a couple of the rides. Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Good fun.
Brilliant. A bit closer to home, but the All Saints Church in Woodham. You're the church warden, so can you tell me first of all a bit about what does that involve? What's your sort of job there?
Well, you're the general dog's body. Legally, you're very grand, because the contents of the church are somehow legally vested in the church warden. Don't ask me what vested means.
Okay.
But you're responsible for all the church contents and the building. So I need to make sure it's in good repair, basically.
Okay.
But then any job that needs doing, they look to the church warden.
Okay, so we'll find you up a ladder and with paintbrush in your hand, doing bits and pieces.
Yeah, done all of that. Yeah.
Wow, okay. Yeah. How long have you been doing that?
I was had a 3-year stint, then I had a year off, and now I'm probably in year 3 of my next stint. Yeah, we're not flooded with volunteers for that job.
Okay.
So you tend to get asked again. Yeah.
Anyone listening who fancies giving it a go, get in touch.
Yeah, please do.
So how did you first get into the idea of being a church warden? How did that come about?
Well, the vicar asked me. So the vicar at the time was Father Ian Forbes, and the church wardens there were finishing. They'd had enough, and he said, "Will you be church warden?" Then it's difficult to say no to the vicar. So so that's how I started doing it.
Here you are, and you came back as well. So it must be a rewarding job.
Yes, and I do enjoy it. I do.
What would you enjoy most about doing that?
Well, I like. We've got two church wardens, myself and Dave. And Dave does all the people stuff, and I do all the building stuff. And I quite like paperwork. So
you like paperwork?
I like paperwork. Okay. So if you have to, because the church is a listed building, if you want to make any changes to the building, you have to go through a long process of filling in lots of forms and stuff. And I quite like the form filling.
Okay. I'm wondering if you're in the minority there.
I think I am.
Like in paperwork. So, a beautiful church in Woodham, not to be confused with the one with the same name down in Newhall.
That's right. So, the history of that was so our All Saints church was first built in 1893. And when they came to build it and they were thinking of a name, someone said, "Let's call it All Saints." And then someone else said, "Well, don't be stupid, because there's another All Saints Church on Woodham Lane, All Saints Newhall, so we can't call it that." So they decided to call it the Church of the Annunciation. So if you look at parish magazines from 1890-something, it was called that. But then when the church came to be formally consecrated by the bishop, he said, "Oh, Annunciation, that sounds a bit Roman Catholic, not too sure about that. Let's turn it into All Saints." So we've been All Saints for the last 100 years, and for 100 years there's been confusion. So I've been in the church hall, someone comes up saying, "We're here for the children's party," and I say, "There's no children's party here," and they said, "Well, there can't be two All Saints churches on Woodham Lane," and I say, "Well, actually there are, you need to go down the road." So we've had over 100 years of confusion, but so we're All Saints Woodham by the Six Ways roundabout just outside Woking.
Yes, there you go, let's get that right, because we'll talk about the Heritage Open Days in a bit. But you know, the church, as we mentioned, grade 2 listed church. So how long has it been grade 2 listed, and what does that mean?
That's a good. I think it was only in the 1980s it was given that listing. So it means that there's a restriction on what you can do to it because you can't change the historic features.
Yeah.
But it's where the I think it's English Heritage who award the listing, and that's a mark of this is a special building. The highest grade is Grade One, but we're Grade Two.
Yeah.
But I think Grade Two is good enough.
Yeah. It means it's protected, basically, doesn't it?
It does.
And quite rightly so. I mean, there's some amazing features, and we'll come on and talk a bit about some of that. But Heritage open days, I mean, it's something that's happening across this weekend. Next weekend, you'll be opening your doors, giving tours of the church, and lots of things happening. But there's lots happening for that. So are you finding people sort of doing the rounds, you know, and...
That's right.
Yeah.
So we do so that it's over a 9-day period, the open days, and anyone could go on the Heritage Open Day website, type in their postcode, and it will come up with what events are happening in your area, and we do it for one day each year. And often people are doing 3 or 4 visits and then they'll squeeze us in, or we're at the start of the day or the end of the day. There's always a bit of a rush at the end of the day when someone's on their 4th visit. Think, oh, we're just quickly squeezing All Saints. So we're open this coming Saturday from 10 in the morning till 6. And I'll be giving guided tours all through the day. And we've also got a sort of a tea and cake throughout the day as well.
Sounds good. So, yeah, I think church is synonymous with tea and cake, and the cake is often lovely in churches. I'm sure it is in your case as well.
Yes, so it'd be volunteers from the church who'll be making the cakes, and from 10 till 12 in the day, it's going to be a sort of formal coffee morning in aid of the Macular Society, but there will be plenty of tea and cake left over for anyone who comes later on.
That sounds good. In plentiful supply. So the Macular Society, and why are you supporting that particular course?
Well, we have a policy at the church where from the donations people give to the church, we give a percentage to other charities, and then we ask members of the congregation to nominate chosen charities. Yeah. A member of the congregation nominated the Macular Society, so we're supporting them for the next 2 months.
Brilliant, a good cause to support, and hopefully raising lots of money through that. So we're going to talk a bit more about the actual church itself and what we can see if we come and see you next Saturday. But we're going to play, of course, some Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, Ireland's in the Studio. And my guest in the studio is Adrian Vincent, who is the warden at the All Saints Church in Woodham. So how long have you as a church been part of the All Saints, part of the Heritage Open Days?
We've been doing it for a few years. It's a national scheme, and so we thought, well, we've got plenty of history in the church. Mm. Well, let's have a formal day where we invite people in to have a tour around. We can show them the various historic items. So several years now, and we're going to have a special thing this Saturday where Michael Slee, who's a professional photographer of stained glass windows, he's going to have a display of his photographs.
Oh, wow.
In addition to our normal events as well.
Stained glass windows, I mean, I don't think often we see them and we don't sort of appreciate them, but they're works of art. They're beautiful, aren't they?
They are. And one of the windows we had was the first stained glass window we had at All Saints was in 1900 by Professor Gerald Moira. And it was a very controversial window at the time because it was a bit of a, I don't know if it was sort of a bit more Art Deco type style or something like that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the traditional style. And the vicar at the time wrote in the church magazine, we know this is a controversial design, but we think that in time people will accept it, and now there's no problem with it, everyone likes it. So
you've got a total of 9 stained glass windows
in
your church.
We do. The newest ones were in about the year 2000, because we had vandalism of the church. We had a whole series of stained glass windows which were smashed. So we had a new company, Goddard and Gibbs, who then redid those windows, and they're beautiful replacements, and we've got now Perspex screens over them to prevent future vandalism.
Yeah, I just don't get why people would do that church.
What was a nice touch was one of the windows that was smashed was a stained glass window of Jesus on the cross. And when Goddard and Gibbs did a new window to replace it, you'll see at the foot of the cross they've got a little brick to remind us that the original windows were smashed by a brick, and the bad things that happen to us, we leave them at Jesus's feet, and we put our troubles to him.
See, when you look into these things, you know, I'm sure up and down the country, every stained glass window, it tells a story. And it's really interesting to hear about sort of the heritage of beautiful buildings. And I know for me, I've driven past the church many times on my way to, you know, West Byfleet or wherever I may be going, never actually sort of ventured inside and certainly never had a tour. So what's going to be happening? So we talked a bit about, you know, the Heritage Open Day, you're going to be open on Saturday. So what are the sort of the points of interest that people are going to be experiencing?
So when I give people a tour, there's lots of things to show. One thing is that there are a couple of sort of famous names associated with the church. Yep. So when I show people our church organ, which is actually a very historic organ from 1928, it's got over 1,000 pipes in the organ. We then get out the framed letter from President Ronald Reagan, back in the 1980s, the organist was trying to raise money to restore the organ, and she wrote to every famous person she knew, trying to ask them for money. And Ronald Reagan, he'd just finished his second term of office as US president, and then he sent us a check for $1,000. So we've got got the photo of that framed up. Another famous people, if you're a cricket fan, Sir Alec and Eric Bedser, the cricketing twins, there's statues of them in Woking.
Yep.
Their history started at All Saints Woodham because they started as choir boys in the church, and the choir had a cricket team, and so it was there playing cricket across the road in the grounds of what was then Woodham Hall that started their cricketing career, and they stayed at All Saints ever since, and their ashes are buried in our Garden of Remembrance.
Oh wow, there's two claims to fame that, I mean, you know, people maybe may not know about these things. So it's going to be, I think, for Heritage Open Days, you know, wherever you're going, if you're going to All Saints Church or wherever you may be going, you're going to find out things about buildings that are familiar, that you know of, but maybe don't know in as well as maybe you should. So really, really interesting Heritage Open Days.
Yeah. And we've got as well some... We've got a whole series of statues behind the altar, and they were during the period of this First World War that they were done, and some families who'd lost one of their sons in the First World War would have a statue dedicated to their son. So there's a lot of feeling and depth to it as well. So you look at the statue, you appreciate that, but actually there's a story behind it as well.
And it's really interesting uncovering those stories as well, because it's a personal story, isn't it?
It is.
Really interesting to talk to you, and I'm sure that, you know, lots of people are going to come through the doors and discovering the history of your beautiful church. So remind us where we can find you. How do we?
So we're at All Saints is All Saints Woodham. It's just outside the Six Cross roundabouts, just outside Woking. And if you've put in your sat nav, our postcode GU215SH, or look us up on our website, allsaintswoodham.co.uk, you'll easily find us.
Okay, and you can just turn up, you don't have to book or anything?
No, just turn up, and I'll show you around.
Okay, so how do we get in touch if we want to find out more information?
So you can go on the website, we'll have an email address for the church, but just turn up. And obviously, it's not just that one day. If you want to come to any of our services, everyone's welcome. The main service is at 10 o'clock on a Sunday.
Brilliant. Adrian, thank you for coming to see us. And you can find out more at allsaintswoodham.co.uk and Heritage Open Days. We can find out what else is happening. Heritageopendays.org.uk. There's lots of stuff happening today and across next weekend as well. But, you know, have a very good, have a great time next weekend. It's going to be really interesting, sort of meeting people and talking about something you're obviously very passionate about.
Thank you very much.
There we go. The church warden from the All Saints Church in Woodham. There's Adrian Vincent joining us in the studio.